$50,000 as foreign lobbyist to the Turkish government.
Also in our news this morning, business and community leaders met at the Capitol on Thursday for the state legislative summit. It covered lots of policy issues, of course, spanning air equality, flood control, health care, transportation, and a lot more. The Sacramento Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce was there. President Peter Tatishi has joined us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
And just want to let you know that we are on Facebook Live right now, so you can check us out there as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about some of the things that came out of what I now know was a very long day with some really incredible things that were discussed.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we started the morning with just kind of getting a what's going to happen in California from some great politicos in our state. So we had the Cal Chamber CEO, Alan Zarenberg, and just longtime politico Steve Maviglio in a fireside chat. And that was really engaging. I mean, they have different worldviews, if you will, but they really did have kind of a common theme about the direction of California and some unknowns and some opportunities as well. But I think, you know, some of the federal unknowns are what they were highlighting on, and I think we're all kind of waiting on that as we're kind of, I think you guys talked about our transportation report card and other things that are happening right now.
The D+, and, by the way.
Well, in, you know, we have a $136 billion wish list, if you will, that we're a deficit that we need to actually reclaim.
The infrastructure report
correct.
Card is a D+, not transportation.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I just want to make that clear.
So we have that kind of conversation. But, you know, we had a phenomenal group of people there. We had over 131 delegates that wanted to storm the building, if you will. And, you know, we were able to get in there, had over 60 meetings. We were able to have 9 different issue areas ranging from air quality to transportation, flood control, water, healthcare. And we really wanted to make sure that, you know, our region, and that's the nice thing about this, is it comes together, our 6-county region, to make this possible and have one unified voice.
You also heard from our Attorney General, Javier Becerra, who has some deep roots here in Sacramento. What did he have to say? Why did he attend this?
So, you know, it was great to actually have our new Attorney General here. Attorney General Becerra has been, you know, a longtime engaged person from California, congressman from the Los Angeles area for 24 years, and now is Attorney General. But, yes, he went to McClatchy High School.
Right.
father worked for Tiger Construction, one of our participants and members at the chamber. And, you know, he had a lot to say that was very positive about the opportunities that he sees and how he's going to use his office. But one of the things that he was very clear about, he said, is, I want to work with you. And I want you to know that here's my trajectory. Here's where I'm looking. And you need to know that I'm going to be consistent and fair, and that this is how I'm going to be equally able to apply the law, and then be able to say, so let's come together. He made it very clear that his door is of open and available to the business community. And that's all about, you know, part of his job is to help enforce some of the regulations and those policies. So we need to be able to have those conversations with the Attorney General as we're trying to deal with, you know, the ever-changing landscape.
Yeah, and we're short on time. But, you know, a business owner in our area would say it's the regulations, it's the red tape. Did you guys work on that? Did you talk about that? What's going to happen?
We absolutely did. We had an economic development committee. I mean, in all of our committees, they talked about the different regulations. And so we made sure that those issues were heard. You know, we had 2 freshman legislators from our region who came to our luncheon as well and talked about opportunities. And even there, some of our partners were talking about more local control, which would help us in kind of deregulating some of what the state does. So that was a strong message that we put back there. And I think it was well received in the building.
Yeah. Well, they talked about it. So now let's put some of those things in action, some of those ideas, get them rolling, too.
That's right. We're not going to stop here. This is just the beginning of our year-long state advocacy program.
No, I know you, Peter. You've just begun. Thank you, my friend. Peter Tatishi joining us live this morning. He-